Hello, dear listeners of IRB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I am Murtiza. Well, in this program, the teacher, we try to answer some of the major misconceptions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. In this episode, we want to answer one of the misconceptions of Islamic teachings. Muslims do not believe in Jesus Christ. I strongly reject this view of Muslims towards Jesus Christ. We Muslims honor Jesus even more than Christians do. The religion of peace, Islam, has a well-defined doctrine of Christ. Its view is based on the Quran, which has actually more about Christ than you even might think. The Quran speaks highly of Christ and presents miraculous aspects of his life. Islam denies his deity and his crucifixion. He was a performer of exceptional miracles. He was rescued by God from an untimely end. He was raised up to heaven and will come back to earth again to die as a Muslim. He is certainly not God or the Son of God. These are the beliefs and the ideas that Islam and Muslims believe about the Jesus Christ. So, the names and the titles given Jesus in the Quran are many. He is the Word of God. He is the Word of Truth, a spirit from Him, the Messenger of God, the Prophet of God, and the Servant of God. So, the Messenger of God is mentioned in chapter 2, verse 136. Actually, Quran has a lot to say about Jesus. It relates many things. For instance, the story of angel's annunciation to Mary, that she would have a son, and the story of his virgin birth, and attributes to Jesus a number of miracles. It says about him a lot of wonderful things. So, we Muslims believe that Jesus actually didn't die on the cross, and he was not crucified. Someone else was made to appear like Jesus and was crucified in his place. I believe that Jesus healed the sick and raised the dead. It is mentioned in the Book of Islam, chapter 3, verse 49. He performed miracles involving food. He actually ascended to heaven and is living there today, and he will also return to the earth. We know that his mother shouldn't be worshipped. There was actually a substitution on the cross in his place. Muslims highly respect Jesus. We consider him one of the greatest of God's messenger to mankind. The Quran confirms his, for example, virgin birth, and even a chapter of Quran is entitled Maryam, Mary. We Muslims also believe that God revealed a holy book to Jesus called the Injil. Of course, the original scripture that were revealed by God underwent many additions and omissions. That's why we Muslims believe that the original Injil is not available to the world. Remember, many things that are directly written and said by God about the Jesus. Jesus was born miraculously by the command of God, the same command that had brought Adam into being with neither a father nor a mother. God has said, the case of Jesus with God is like the case of Adam. He created him from dust, and then he said to him, be, and he come into being. It is mentioned in Quran chapter 3, verse 59. And during his prophetic mission, Jesus performed many miracles. God tells us that Jesus said, I have come to you with a sign from your God. I make for you the shape of a bird out of clay. I breathe into it, and it becomes a bird by God's permission. I heal the blind from birth and the leper. and I bring the dead to life by God's permission. And I tell you what you eat and what you store in your houses. These are directly mentioned in chapter 3, verse 49. We believe that Jesus was not crucified. It is mentioned in Quran, chapter 4, verse 157. And I think that neither Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, nor Jesus come to change the basic doctrine of the belief in one God, which was actually brought by earlier prophets, but rather to confirm and renew it. If you look at the whole Islamic teachings regarding the position of Jesus in the religion of Islam, we will come to discover the great point that Jesus is highly respected by Muslims, and Jesus saved a great position for himself in the book of Islam. So Muslims and Christians both need to respect Jesus. And in particular, Muslims believe in Jesus as a prophet of God.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Who taught you those names?
They are named in the Quran.
I knew Muhammad when he was an orphan minding sheep.
And we knew Christ as a carpenter. What Christ says and what your Muhammad says is like two rays from the same lamp.
They are lying to you. They deny Christ. You worship three gods, they say. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they say.
What do you say of Christ?
They say God cannot have a son. Christ is not the Son of God.
Speak to me of Christ.
We say of Christ what our prophet has taught us. That God cast his Holy Spirit into the womb of a virgin named Mary, and that she conceived Christ, the apostle of God.
The apostle, he says, not the son, not the son.
What does your miracle, your Quran, say of the birth of our dear Lord Jesus Christ?
May I relate the words?
Come closer to me.
In the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. Relate in the book the story of Mary, how she withdrew from her family to a place in the East, how we sent to her our angel Gabriel, who said, I am a messenger from your God to announce the birth of a holy son to you. She said, how shall I, Mary, have a son when no man has touched me? And Gabriel replied, for your Lord says, it will happen. We appoint him as a sign unto man and a mercy from us. It is a thing ordained.
Who is the loved one?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammad Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return. La ilaha illallah.
محمد رسول الله
لا إله إلا الله
محمد رسول الله.
Welcome back. You're listening to the program The Teacher. We also believe that God revealed a holy book to Jesus, as I said earlier. Remember that when angels said, O Mary, God gives you good news of a word from him, whose name is the Masih Jesus, or Messiah Jesus, son of Mary, revealed in this world and hereafter, and one of those brought near to God. He will speak to the people from his cradle, and as a man, and he is of the righteous. Mary said, "My Lord, how can I have a child when no mortal has touched me?" He said, "So it will be. God creates what he wills. If he decrees a thing, he says to it, only be, and it is." So it is mentioned in the book of Islam. So when we talk about Jesus, we will find his miracles directly in the book of Islam. Of course, Jesus was appointed as a prophet to the mankind by God before Islam. So Islam respects Christianity and Jesus Christ, because Islam is not about to change the religion. Islam is about to confirm the basics. This kind view toward Jesus can simply be a model for non-Muslims to come to this understanding that Muslims and Islam respect Jesus, and every Muslim is supposed to show his high respect to Jesus. So Jesus, as a prophet of God, has a high position among all Muslims around the world. Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher. We hope you enjoyed it. Do not forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode, goodbye. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.